How's it? I'm Keenan Williams, and this is Season 3 of the Social Impact Podcast as we zoom into the African continent to hear the stories of some incredible people from different walks of life, as well as cultures, complexions, nationalities, and tribes. Each have different experiences of living on the African continent, and each story tells of what it truly means to be an African. A reminder that if you haven't yet, go and subscribe to the channel you're listening to us on for updates, as well as to follow us on all forms of social media at KWM Socials. This is the Social Impact Podcast on kwmedia.life. Khayelitsha is a partially informal township in the Western Cape of South Africa, and the name is in isiXhosa, which translates to our home in English. And it is the home of Mawonga Gahia, who shares his African story with us today. Mawonga, thanks so much for joining me today on the Social Impact Podcast and joining in on the conversation and sharing your African story with us. Let's start at the beginning. Where are you originally from?
I'm born and raised in Cape Town, Khayelitsha. But my parents are originally, my mother is from Ceres and my father is from Colesberg, but they both moved to Cape Town, and I was born in Cape Town in city life in Khayelitsha in 1991.
Mawonga, we are both from Cape Town. I know that we both studied at the College of Magic out in Claremont, and when it comes to the differences we had experienced and the differences we still experience in the various areas we find ourselves in, we each have our own struggles and our challenges and the things that we have to face on a day-to-day basis, from school to home, to growing up as teenagers and becoming adults and living our adult life as well. Everything I went through was different from the experiences you had experienced, and all the experiences you had experienced, it's different to the things that I had experienced. What were some of the difficulties you were faced with, and what are some of the difficulties you're currently faced with in the modern day South Africa?
I think it's a very tough time for South Africans and individuals. It's a time where we need, as South Africans, to go back to our roots of Ubuntu. And, you know, the more difficult days, the more the days become difficult, the more it will require South Africans to start working together in unity, you know, and start embracing the real colors of the flag of South Africa. It's not going to be easy. I know that everyone has to play their part and to go through the storm. You know, it's very important for each and individual to look at themselves and say, what is my role in this nation that is still growing, the nation that is growing at the same time? We're at the edge of, you know, we're at the beginning of exciting times with what's coming up in terms of technology, with new presidency happening. And, you know, we're in a time where we really, really want the change to happen in South Africa. And just unfortunately, something like COVID-19 happened at that peak where we're really demanding change and we're expecting change. So I'm someone that still believes and have hope in me that, yes, it's whether we are now in tough times, but it is a beginning of a new change.
Mawonga, you're speaking about technology and politics, and rightly so. If we look at the African continent as a whole, we can see that due to colonialism and much social injustice, the continent and many nations within it are still struggling with much poverty. Now, many classify Africa as a continent with much mineral resources, but many of the people who are living here on the African continent don't see the value of this, as much of it had been stolen or corruption had played a big part in it as well. I like, too, that you are speaking about COVID-19 because it brings up a reality that many communities, especially in South Africa, and I know that in many other parts of Africa, are faced with when it comes to the accessibility of technology and the lack of economic development, and also data costs, which are very, very expensive when it comes to thinking about, okay, is your normal man on the street able to afford data? Are they able to afford uncapped internet, to be able to do work from home, to work remotely, to be able to do school online, things like that. And technology plays a big role, especially when it comes to the coronavirus pandemic globally, and people are said, okay, you can go home and work from home. But with the reality, when it comes to Africa as a whole, it is very, very difficult to be able to do that. We're also seeing a lack of economic development and also government providing adequate resources like infrastructure, water and electricity, sanitation and so on. And there's lots of protests that's also taking place. People who are unhappy about the situation they find themselves in. What do you as Mwanga think we can do differently to see a positive outcome and a changed continent when it comes to our socio-economic education as well as our healthcare standpoint?
I think it's a very interesting time for Africans. It's time for Africans to really understand being an African and to build the excitement around being an African. Africans need to start educating themselves about being African, the roots of being African. And in that way, I think we'd tap into another level of becoming awareness of who we are. I think Africans are brilliant people. We have a lot of people that would have to go. They have a lot of people that go out of the country and study out of the country, whether they study, they major in different careers in engineering, in hospitality, in education. And those people sometimes have lack the enthusiasm of wanting to be back in their continent because of what has been happening. I think what the continent needs to do is to start working very well with themselves, using our minerals, using our partnerships with other continents that also have minerals and things that we can exchange with. And we need to really start focusing on working with each other than rather working with other Western worlds. At the same time, not being away from what is happening in the Western worlds with the fourth revolution industry. But at the same time, be in a place where Africans are really grilling themselves, just like China does. China, you know, they cut away from what happens from the entire world and they really, really focus on themselves. And I think it is time that Africans start really doing that, and in that way we become better people, we develop things about ourselves that we never knew, and we get to levels that we never thought we'd ever get as Africans. And I think that also starts with an individual by saying, hey, I'm playing my part as an African. I'm doing the best I can to contribute towards this continent, whether you are from Khayelitsha, but you play your part to contribute to the entire continent from Cape Town to Cairo. And I think it is possible if every African can start tapping into their inner selves.
It's so evident that the both of us, we both from the Western Cape in Cape Town in South Africa, and we both have different life experiences of living in Africa. Lastly, Mwanga, what is an African to you?
I think an African to me is someone that is born and raised in Africa, that embraces his culture or her culture, and respects and has the spirit of Ubuntu. And I think the spirit of Ubuntu is something that you can find all around in Africa. And of course, the spirit of sharing. I think Africans are people that we are a nation of care. We are a nation of love. We are a nation of empathy. So I think Africans need to really start embracing themselves again and start tapping that confidence that we are kings. You know, we are queens and we're there to shine in the world and play our part.
That's Mwanga Gahia sharing his African story with us as we kickstart season 3 of the Social Impact Podcast, as we zoom into the African continent and hear some exceptional personal stories. A reminder to subscribe to our podcast and to share it with your friends as well. Also, do follow us on all forms of social media at KWM Socials, and you can access all our other podcast episodes and articles and other information packs by visiting our website. That's KW Media. Life in your web browser. You can join me again tomorrow as we hear from another African and learn more about the exceptional personal stories. So, from myself, Keenan Williams, keep rocking SA. Bye-bye.